Three threads to watch and one correction the record demands. Three developments will define the coming week. The military situation in the Gulf remains genuinely fluid. A Saudi ground offensive in Yemen, Iranian drones in Kuwaiti airspace, and a disabled tanker near Hormuz, all occurring simultaneously, means the next 72 hours could look substantially different from today. The AI containment and safety story is moving into congressional territory. More than 50 organizations demanding investigation is no longer a niche concern. And the economic question underlying the entire news cycle, whether the global economy can absorb simultaneous geopolitical disruption and AI investment overhang without a broader repricing, remains unresolved. S&P futures up 0.63% at 7,519 at time of recording suggests markets are choosing to focus on the AI growth story, but that calm reads as provisional. A correction is warranted before closing. In a May episode, the program stated that Ukraine had hit its fourth Russian ship in the Caspian Sea that month, suggesting Kyiv's long-range strike capabilities were proving more effective than Moscow anticipated. That claim was wrong. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and hundreds of miles from Ukrainian-controlled territory. No such attacks occurred. In fast-moving conflict coverage, claims that fit a compelling narrative still require geographical and physical reality checks. The error is being flagged publicly because the audience deserves to know when the reporting gets something wrong.